Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So you finished your Christmas shopping?
Nope.
Just kidding. I know you went into Good Eats today, though.
I did. So I went to the corporate location. Stores, by the way.
Yeah, that's the one I normally go to.
The layout's fantastic. When you walk in, all the meals are in the cooler to the right, and it's an open face cooler, and it's all organized by color.
So yeah.
If you want the bison or the beef, it's red. And if you want fish, it's blue. And if you want chicken, it's yellow. You'll get it when you see it. So it's easy to find what you're looking for.
And they've got calorie count and how many carbs. So it makes it so easy if you're on a special diet.
It is very easy to navigate. I would highly recommend going into any of the storefronts. Of course, they got great deals as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned Matt's Moment. They'll save you 20%. But when I was in there today, Michelle, we talked yesterday about the gift cards.
Yeah.
You're like an obsessive gift giver. You're already done with the Christmas shopping.
Yes.
But the gift cards are right there at the checkout counter.
Uh-huh.
So if you buy someone a $50 Good Eats gift card, or buy one for yourself, they'll give you any meal for free.
Oh, well, so that's good.
Buy the $50 gift card, stocking stuffer, give it as a gift, whatever, white elephant for the holiday party, and get any meal for free.
That's awesome. So any of the three locations in Baton Rouge, corporate you mentioned, in Tupon Square, Willow Grove, and one in Lafayette, and mygoodeatskitchen.com online.
So go there,
we'll
find you.
Right.
And you don't want us to find you. Good news for Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yes.
Went out today. He's a Hornig Award finalist.
He's awesome.
So four finalists. The Hornig Award goes to college football's most versatile player. Odell Beckham won this in 2013. So it's a relatively new award. But I love the fact that so many LSU players are up for national awards, and they're likely going to cash in later. I say that figuratively speaking, not literally,
mm-hmm.
on the cash. But if you remember, Michelle, Billy Cannon won the Heisman in 1959. It wasn't until 2001 when Josh Reed won the Biletnikoff
that
LSU won another national award. Since then, they've had more than a dozen. We've had Patrick Peterson and Glenn Dorsey, and I mentioned Odell Beckham and Jamarcus, and he won the Manning Award. This last year, Devin White won the Butkus. So LSU's had a great run, but I think that's... You know, when you walk into football ops and there's basically, you know, exhibits set up for all of your national award winners, that's a big deal. I think Clyde has had an awesome season. People will often say, he's the most underrated back nobody's talking about. Well, everybody's talking about him now. If they weren't after the four touchdown performance against Bama, everybody saw that and how good he is. So I feel really good for Clyde. Not so much for the basketball Tigers. They lost yesterday at VCU.
Yeah, that was rough.
Will Wade said it would be the toughest environment that they played in, and he wasn't lying. I mean, it was a packed house, and it was raucous, and LSU committed 26 turnovers. So 37 points on 26 turnovers.
Yikes.
For VCU. Two ways to look at it. Obviously, no bueno on the turnovers and the loss, but when you go on the road and score 82 points and have three looks to win it at the end, when you turn it over 26 times, you got a lot of potential there. Similar thing happened last year. They lost a tough road game at Houston, but that kind of sparked them as they got into conference play, and they never lost a road game in conference. So, new group, working together, they'll iron out the kinks, but that's one of the reasons you like playing those games in November.